It's a little bit awkward because we're doing sharing time right now for churches, and I'm the one who's supposed to share about St. John's Vancouver. So what I'll do is I'm going to shorten my little thing that I'm doing, so because we have another one coming after after ours as well. Emmanuel Church will be speaking. But I just, I've been asked to just say a few words of what has been happening for St. John's Vancouver, what's happening in ministry. It's very difficult to do that in 10 minutes. But what I want to do is just briefly tell you that what our situation is right now, a little bit about our vision, and just an example of what is happening practically with that vision at St. John's. So I want to begin by saying that about 18 months ago, no, it's a little bit more now, it's more like 20 months ago, we abandoned our property on Granville Street and began to meet at an Adventist church. This is a total gift from God. It was a situation where we thank God for Adventist theology, which means they meet on the Sabbath on Saturday, and we did not have to change any of our four services, and we moved into a sanctuary that was exact same size sanctuary as St. John's Vancouver, St. John Shaughnessy, and only a mile away. They have been incredibly welcoming to us, this Adventist church. And we've been going through some sort of grief with them as their pastor is dying of cancer right now as well. And we've forged a friendship and a relationship with them. But in that gift from God, we all experienced, every ministry in our church experienced change, adjustment, and a certain amount of loss as well. I was talking to somebody yesterday about becoming poor, and we were talking about it in another context, but he said to me, he said, you know, becoming poor is not necessarily such a bad thing because it teaches you how to depend upon God. And when he said that, I thought of St. John's Vancouver because in some ways we became poor as we lost all of our assets and our building and so forth, lost in court, lost in the public sphere it looked like as well. But in that poverty, we have really learned more and more how to depend upon God. And that's what we find ourselves in right now. And it is a time where God is moving us out of our church. That's probably the way I can boil it down. Moving us out of our church into ministry to the world around us. And I want to read something about something that David said in, David Short, who is our rector, said in the vestry report this year, because it's very helpful in describing St. John's. He said, for 10 years, so much of our energy, prayer, and focus had been devoted to finding a way forward in the Anglican Church of Canada and the Diocese of New Westminster. The shape of our experience during this time has been a difficult gift from God, teaching us that we indeed are a pilgrim people, having no abiding city here. Now that we are part of the Anglican network in Canada with godly oversight, it is vital for us to refocus with fresh perspective on what God wants us to do here in Vancouver. And we need to recover that sense of mission that the risen Christ gave to his apostolic church. And those are very good words because that's what's been happening at St. John's. You know, we are seeing that we are in a city, as we've been talking about here at Synod, at this assembly, that has become more pluralistic every day. And as David Short reminded the clergy on Wednesday, there are two responses historically to that pluralistic culture. One is to withdraw from the culture and to become sort of defensive, to hang on tightly not only to the gospel but to the forms of church that you've been about, and to have this defensive posture towards society, and maybe even denounce the very people you're trying to reach with the gospel. The second way of responding to the pluralism is to capitulate to the culture, to dilute the gospel, to change it, to become more accessible, more relevant. And we've seen this happen with disastrous results in the Anglican Church of Canada. And, you know, both ways of doing things, of responding that way, are flawed. In fact, they're fatally flawed, because the result of withdrawal is just disengaging with the culture and not being mission-minded, but being defensive-minded. And the result of surrender, that second way of capitulation to the culture, is you really lose the biblical gospel. You lose what transforms people. You lose what gives life to people, the reason why they would come. And so what we want to be at St. John's is a missionary community sent by God to Vancouver. And to do that by both holding fast to the biblical gospel that has been handed down to us, and do so in a way in which we are culturally engaged, in a comprehensive way, in a compelling way as well, where each of us are taking our part in mission. So this is a time for us to really prayerfully consider our mission to our community around us. And the way that we want to do that at St. John's, very simply, is to be a community of contrast. And it's a community that has, where the gospel has taken hold of our lives, and it's a community where we are engaging as that different, very different community in Vancouver area. And what that does for us at St. John's, we have at St. John's a deep commitment to privacy, to autonomy and individualism, along with most of the West Coast, I think. That's what we are drawn towards. And this challenges that. It seeks us to live outwardly into the community and into one another's lives as well. So I think it's a time of prayerfully considering how God is transforming our lives. I guess probably the best thing I can do is to just very briefly talk about what our vision is about. We want to be able to reach out to the world in with faith, hope, and with love as well. And we want to grow in faith. We want faith to be in action. And in doing that, we want to make God's word fully known in Vancouver. And so growing in faith is a lifelong comprehensive discipleship. How do we do that? Faith in action, for example, is being equipped to engage our culture in our church. And then the second thing is hope. We're engaging with hope. And so we live in hope. We lean forward into God by prayer and sacrifice. And we have to learn at St. John's more about what it means to pray as a community. But we also want to have hope in action. How can we be a blessing to our communities with the hope that God gives us? So that hope aspect is really making the glory of God known as our goal. And then the third one is love. So we want to serve in love. We want to care for each other in the name of Christ. We want to welcome people who are coming in. We want to connect as well. And this is a challenging area for us at St. John's. And we want to make the people of God fully mature in Christ. How do we do that? These are difficult things that we're struggling with. And love in action will mean being a signpost to the city. How are we serving the city? How are we going to care for the city? And two of the things that came out really strongly as we were asking people what they think the vision of St. John should be about is they wanted to care for their community and they wanted to care for one another better than we have been. Now, I want to give you three examples of how this looks as far as change, and then just talk about a couple of the strengths of St. John's, and I'll end. But as far as caring for the city, we know that Vancouver area will have a lot of immigration, and it has right now. And we know that God has something for us in this area. We don't know quite how that will look. But we are extremely blessed by the AMMIC that we've been hearing about, the Asian Multicultural Ministry in Canada. We think this is a wonderful resource for us to be part of. There are churches that are already caring for immigrants, and we want to work with them. We also know that God has given to us a ministry to Iranian people as well through a church that we have helped to start up on the North Shore, which you're going to hear more about tomorrow as well. Caring for the marginalized as a church community. We do it as individuals, but we want to do it as a church as well. And again, there are churches in this city, in Anik, that are doing a wonderful job about that. You're going to hear that from Emmanuel Church in a moment. And we've been looking at how to partner with them and how we can use their strengths, and they are strengths in that work. But there's one other area of caring for the city, and that involves church planting. And I want to tell you a brief story of how this is happening right now at St. John's. About 8 or 9 years ago, maybe it was 10 years ago, Sean Love, who's at the back there, God was placing in his heart a desire to plant churches. And the leadership at that time felt strongly that God was telling them that we should plant a church in Yale Town. That's where God wanted us to go, Yale Town. So we talked to Sean about that, and Sean, because he has a rebellious spirit, I think, said, no, it's got to be Richmond. It helped that he was living in Richmond, I think. Sean and the group that was meeting with him just felt, it's got to be Richmond. And that church was planted, and it's thriving. It's a wonderful place. Exactly a year ago, a young man came to me from Orlando, Florida. And he said, from Orlando, big, huge church down there. I've got a lot of money that has been pledged to me, and I want to plant a church in a place called Yale Town. I said, oh. He said, and I figured that if this is going to be a church that's there 100 years from now, it's got to be Anglican. It's got to be subject to an Anglican bishop. It's got to be accountable to an Anglican church as well. And what do you think about that? And the only thing I could think of is that how could you say no? This is something that we had been praying for. And so we're working with a group, St. Peter's Fireside. We're going to send people with them. We're going to help launch that in the fall in Yale Town down in Robson Square. And Alistair Stern is on the ordination track to be ordained in Annick to do that. And so God just sort of brought that at a time when we were thinking through our vision. And that is a real focus for us right now this year. Now, the other thing we want to be to outside our church is a resource to Annick and to the wider church. And that's something Dave Little in youth ministry has been working very hard on. We have a very vibrant youth ministry, and we want to help churches strengthen their own youth ministry as well. There's a vision at St. John's about catechism. And guess who that comes from? There's a man named Jim Packer who's in our church, and he's all about catechism. Bronwyn Short has captured this vision as well, it's caught fire in her. In fact, David Short says that Bronwyn Short's name is now Mrs. Catechism. And that's something that we are hoping to develop as something that's just a normal part of our church program, but it's also something that we hope is part of Annick as well, where catechists are trained up so that each church can have catechism, where people are learning and being discipled in a comprehensive way. We also see ourselves as a resource to the church and being able to set up new churches because we have the administrative capability for it. So lots of payroll goes through us, but we can set up administratively how churches start up. But we want to be able to serve Annick and be in any way helpful to the mission of Annick. So I just want to close by saying God's doing lots of work in us. We want to strengthen our men's ministry, our prayer ministry, our pastoral ministry. James Wagner, why don't you stand up for a second? James is in charge of pastoral care. Did he take off? James isn't here. I'm going to write that in my book. But he's in charge of pastoral care, and he's starting up Stephen's ministry. A real strength in our church is college ministry. Aaron Roberts, can you stand up? Aaron is in charge of I hope he's here. There he is. I'm glad he's here. He's in charge of our evening service, which is growing, and our college and career ministry. We've poured all kinds of resources into that, and that college ministry at the UBC campus is really thriving and growing, and it's affecting us in wonderful ways. Our missions is a real strength in our church, too. We have a strong relationship with the Diocese of Upper Shira in Malawi, and that's been a blessing to us. We go back and forth every year with teams coming not only from us to them, but them to us as well. And then finally, I'm skipping lots of things and ending. We have a building committee. We're looking at how God will want us to have a permanent place. And pray for us. We're approaching a church right now with an idea and an offer that would involve also, would have to renovate the place. It's very expensive to do this, but we're praying that God will lead us to the right situation so that that place can be a real springboard to ministry of caring for Vancouver with the gospel. So that's all. Thank you very much.